Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. One of the key points of emphasis of President Donald Trump's first week back in office has been halting federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Pennsylvania State Senator Art Haywood joined with a few of the city's religious leaders at a black church in Society Hill Thursday to condemn those rollbacks. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office that called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs illegal and immoral, and mandated the termination of all existing federal employment practices, union contracts, and training policies or programs that use it. Trump says he advocates for a, quote, colorblind and merit-based society. State Senator Art Haywood, who represents parts of Philly and Montgomery County, strongly opposes the move.
To now say here in 2025 that inclusion doesn't count anymore is a terrible statement about the character of the president.
Haywood took to the pulpit of Mother Bethel AME Church with four Philly-based religious officials to deliver his rebuke.
We've got to support the organizations, the businesses, the governments that still recognize that inclusion is a high value for them.
Some companies have taken Trump's lead and scaled back DEI programs, a few being Meta, McDonald's, and Walmart. But others, like Costco, Apple, and Microsoft, have voiced their support for inclusion practices. In Society Hill, Vic Rock Pathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Mainline Health has laid off nearly 200 people in what it calls an updating of its management structure. In a statement, the healthcare system says significant external pressures, including Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates, not keeping pace with costs, contributed to the downsizing. The employees who were let go made up 1.5% of Mainline Health's workforce. The company says it's providing transition support for those being laid off. Mainline Health employs about 13,000 people and says moving forward, it will focus on hiring more clinicians and increasing ambulatory services. The Mainline Health system includes four area hospitals: Lankinol, Paoli, Bryn Mawr, and Riddle. SEPTA has hired a new company to run its problem-plagued fare card. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Riders know the SEPTA Key fare card hasn't always been reliable. Last summer, for example, glitches prevented riders from adding value to their cards. SEPTA Interim General Manager Scott Sauer says the current system under the firm Conduit has been in use for more than a decade, and it's showing its age.
We've had about 30 different failures, a variety of issues that we've seen over the last 18 months. And those are all indications of impending failure.
Now the SEPTA board has approved spending $211 million over 12 years with Cubic Transportation Systems of San Diego to design a new fare collection system dubbed SEPTA Key 2.0. Sauer says while engineering work will be going on, riders won't see any changes until 2027. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey's first baby cafe to support breastfeeding mothers is now open at the Ferry Avenue Library in the city of Camden. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Cooper Camden Baby Cafe aims to promote breastfeeding by reducing barriers and breaking stigmas by creating a safe community for parents to connect. It'll offer a comfortable environment with breastfeeding information and a lactation consultant. Dr. Lori Feldman Winter, professor of pediatrics at Cooper Medical School of Rowan University, says 80% of mothers start out breastfeeding, but less than a quarter meet their six-month goal. She says moms need support with issues like milk supply and having the baby latch on.
The biggest issue is being able to have mothers get the support that they need to overcome those very common problems.
Camden Mayor Victor Karstarfin says this is a helpful and much-needed hub for new moms in Camden.
And what's happening here is impacting the quality of life in a positive way for our mothers, our breastfeeding mothers, providing resources.
The Cooper Camden Baby Cafe will be open on Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's made possible in part by a nonprofit organization called Baby Cafe USA, which has 150 licensed baby cafes across 26 states. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.